Get everything you need to bring home the holidays on Black Friday at Menards. Doors open 6 a.m. A Nerf Blaster Dog Toy Blast Tennis Ball 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai Chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing Squish Lamps and Performax Drill Bit Sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Doors open 6 a.m. on Black Friday. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
All right, remember, the machine knows if you're lying. First statement, Carvana will give you a real offer on your car all online.
False.
True, actually. Oh. You can sell your car in minutes.
False? That's gotta be...
True again. Carvana will pick up your car from your door, or you can drop it off at one of their car vending machines.
Sounds too good to be true, so true.
Finally caught on. Nice job. Honesty isn't just their policy, it's their entire model. Sell your car today, too.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, Sugarfoots, it's your girl, Dee Dee Leggett, a.k.a. the Core Queen. Welcome to the Core Queen podcast, where we're going to be talking shit and getting fit physically, mentally, spiritually, and emotionally. No sugarcoating. Y'all, today is a very, very, very special episode because I have one of my favorite people in the world because I created him. My son, Kenneth. Oh, I ain't going to say his whole name because he's going to get mad. K3. Y'all welcome my son Kenny to the show. Are you ready to do this, little boy?
Yes.
You sure?
Positive.
Okay. Listen, if anybody has been following me, y'all know that my son is hilarious. If you've ever...
My fault.
If you've ever had the opportunity to be in a room with him, he lightens up the room. He is the man. He is the party starter. Like, everybody loves being around him, so... I am excited to have this opportunity to talk to him because most of us never really had the opportunity to sit down with our parents and have like a really open and candid conversation. So hopefully I don't embarrass him too much. Hopefully not. Y'all, pray for me. Hopefully he don't embarrass me. Okay. So we're going to get into our questions. Okay, little boy. Okay. So first question, what is your favorite childhood memory?
FBU.
Tell people who don't know what FBU is.
So when I was in sixth grade, my mom signed me up to play football for the state of South Carolina, and we went all the way to Florida and came fourth place in the nation.
So football university, that's what it is, FBU. And you got to speak up louder. Oh, microphone.
My fault.
They can't hear you. The people can't hear you. You got to be in the mic. Move the mic up. Yeah, we got to hear what you're saying. Your mic all jacked up. But we got football university. He has been playing football since he was like five, I think. 5 years old, maybe?
Pretty sure.
Yeah. So he got an opportunity to go down to, where were we at? Naples?
Naples, Florida.
Yeah. And they played down there with some pretty talented kids down there. And it's a good experience. That's a good memory.
I enjoyed myself.
Good. Because it cost a lot of money.
It sure did, actually.
Is that? So you had a great time at FBU. Yep, it cost us a lot of money. So tell me, speaking of that, what do you want to be when you grow up?
I want to be a professional athlete or own my dad's business.
Oh, okay. Well, you got a backup plan, huh? Which sport is your best sport? Like, which one would you prefer to play when you, like, as a professional?
Actually, all three sports that I play right now, I would like to play professionally.
What three sports do you play?
Football, basketball, and I run track.
Hmm. So which one makes the most money?
Basketball.
Hmm. I hope you play basketball so I can be indoors and don't have to brave the weather. Okay? Can we?
But for track, either way, it would be good weather. It wouldn't be raining though, so.
I still don't want to be outside. It's going to be hot.
gotta make sacrifices.
Sacrifices. I've been sacrificing my whole life. I was in labor with you for 25 hours.
No, listen, I can't help that.
Oh my goodness, little boy. Okay, listen. So, since you want to be a professional athlete, are you doing everything that it takes to make sure that happens?
I'm doing most of the things it takes.
Most.
I'm working out, you know, eating pretty decent.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Are you?
Actually.
Yeah. Oh, chicken, yeah, don't say.
Chicken and rice, you know, turkey bread.
Boy.
What's wrong with chicken and rice?
Are you getting your protein in?
No. Yeah.
You're not taking your drinking your protein shakes.
I hate those protein shakes.
It's a lot of things you're going to hate if you want to be great. I'm saying if you want to be the best of the best, you got to do the uncomfortable things. You do know that, right? Oh, you don't have nothing to say about that?
Good thing I know now.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, just trying to help you out. So what are some things you can work on?
Speed, strength, mental toughness. Applying things to life.
Applying things to life. Let's stop there. What are we? What are we applying? What we got?
I don't know. That's what this what coach says.
I don't need you to think on your own. Don't just regurgitate information. If you want to be the best of the best, you got to do the work. Got to research. Got to read. You got to feed your brain as much as you do your body. So you know. You got to be proactive. Can you stop messing with your hair while we on?
My fault.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. Oh, God. So what things are important to you right now?
God, you, my dad.
I'm important to you?
I would hope so.
Oh, I thought I was just here existing in
sports. School.
I just thought I lived with you. Oh. Why am I important to you?
Probably because of my mom.
So by default, I'm important to you. But you told me.
I lived with you for 14 years. You got to mean something to me.
Well, I think you kind of have to be here. It's kind of illegal if you don't. But you told me when I get old that I can't live with you.
It's because I know I'm not the best caretaker there probably there is out there for you. That's why I'll hand you over to Dajanae.
Who's Dajanae?
My sister.
And my daughter?
Yeah.
Oh, so you're going to push me off on your sister?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're not going to... So you're going to help her take care of me?
I'll pay her. I'll pay her to get people to help her.
Oh, my God. So are you going to come visit me?
Yes, I'll pay for your food, you know, all that.
Oh, my God.
All the good stuff.
Okay. Well, at least I'll get that out of you. You're not going to put me in a nursing home, are you?
No.
Okay, good. At least I got that much. Jeez, oh my goodness. So what is one thing that you really like about yourself?
Confidence. Athleticism. I learn things very fast.
You think so? You don't like your sense of humor? I think you're hilarious.
I'll get that one from my father. Great guy.
See what I mean? Like
you taught me, you know, taught me his ways, picked up and kept it pushing.
That's where you get it from?
I know, a little bit from you too.
Oh, okay. I get a little bit of credit. Just a little bit.
Yeah.
Just a little bit. Okay. So do you think that your friends and people around you like some of the same things about you?
Honestly, I would hope so. They're my friends. So at the end of the day. They act like something about me to be talking to me. If they don't like me, they probably wouldn't talk to me at all, actually.
You don't think so?
Well, they talk to me, though, so they might like something about me.
Oh, okay. Do you have a girlfriend?
No.
You don't have no girlfriend?
No.
What about that girl that came and hugged you on the football field that day? That ain't your girlfriend? What about Gabby? Why you make that face?
No.
So what kind of girls you like? Don't get shy now.
I don't know. And, you know, all around the playing field type of guy.
All around the playing field?
I mean, dude. You know, yeah.
What?
I don't really know what it's supposed to say. I don't really know what it's supposed to say. I'm not trying to offend anybody out there.
You don't like, what's your type? What do you prefer? What kind of girls do you think are pretty?
Athletic.
That was a good answer.
Smart.
Oh, you are just like your dad. Super politically correct. What else?
Yeah, you know, want to be, have, what's the word called? Future. Have plans for the future. Stress-free.
I know, that's right. Look, high five, buddy.
Stress is bad for the heart. You know?
I might be raising you right. Go ahead. Okay, you might be all right. You might be all right. So do you think you'll get married one day?
Oh, yeah. Hope so.
You hope so?
Yeah.
Well, you know you decide that, right?
Yeah. I want to get married.
You do?
Yeah.
What do you think marriage is like?
Stressful. but you know, at some point you got to deal with stress anyway. So
why do you think marriage is stressful?
Because you're with somebody nonstop and eventually it's got to get a little bit stressful.
Okay. Oh my goodness. And
just going to school is a little stressful. It's Parker's first period, man.
First period class is stressful. Stressful
is understatement.
Why is it so stressful?
I hate math class, to be honest. It's not even the subject. It's just the teacher.
I thought you liked math.
I do like math.
Well, why the teacher so stressful?
Because she always giving us homework.
Well, that's the point of school, buddy.
Every day is...
Yes!
I don't get homework in no other class.
Well, math is pretty important.
English is too. I speak the language. I have to know how to comprehend it.
You are ridiculous.
Actually, I have 111 right now.
How did we get from marriage to that? You're really good.
I honestly don't really know.
I don't either. I don't know. Do you want kids?
Oh, yeah.
How many kids you want?
Four.
You want four kids?
Mm-hmm.
Boys, girls?
All boys.
You want all boys?
Yeah.
You don't want no girls?
Straight athletes. I'm going to be the coach of the team, too.
Oh, God. You going to stress them kids out?
It's going to be on basketball, football, running track.
Yeah, doing everything.
And they all going to have jerseys.
I know that's right.
Unless they want an afro. I'm perfectly fine with the afro.
Okay.
Because I had an afro.
So you're going to have four big old boys.
Yeah.
All right, then. All right. Well, I ain't mad at you, buddy. You got your head on straight. I'm sure proud of you. So what are some things that you and your friends talk about?
Who's the fastest person? Miss Gearhart's fifth period.
What is Miss Gearhart's fifth period?
Family and consumer science.
Oh, for those who don't know what that is, old school, that's home ec. Go ahead.
What else are we talking about?
Wait a minute, why y'all talk about that class? Man. Is that where the girls at?
No.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Why y'all talk about that class?
Because we're all of us in it.
Oh, okay.
What else would we be talking about? Oh, basketball. Cracking on each other. Just making fun of each other.
When you be going to the Y, y'all be meeting no girls up there?
No. Most of them didn't go to the Y. Usually, I just go there. No, run with Mo.
Tell us about Mo.
Oh,
Mo at the Y. He goes up to the Y to play basketball, and there's this grown man named Mo.
Bald guy.
That he tells me stories about every day.
You know, he backs me down to the post. Takes me back looking like some random dude against Michael Jordan. Fate goes in every time. Never seen somebody that tore both the Achilles play basketball that good in my life.
Mo be torturing you up?
I mean, old head guy. I mean, must have been doing this for years. I can't wait till I get that level in my life so I can just fool around with people.
Mo be out there teaching you life lessons.
Yeah, without even saying anything.
Mm-hmm. Mo must be that guy.
You know, he's all right. You know, I'm that guy. So you can't be too that guy.
You are something else. You know that? Something else. So you and your friends will talk about girls?
Get everything you need to bring home the holidays on Black Friday at Menards. Doors open 6 a.m. A Nerf Blaster Dog Toy Blast Tennis Ball 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai Chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing Squish Lamps and Performax Drill Bit Sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Doors open 6 a.m. on Black Friday. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
You know what I mean? Sometimes, you know, occasionally.
What y'all be talking about?
chopped cheese, felonious meat, mean ugly girls. You know what I mean? But other than that, you know, we have fun going to Josh's birthday this weekend. You know, I'm gonna roller skate for the first time in 7 years.
Oh my goodness, please don't hurt yourself.
But I know how to ice skate now, so.
Oh, you want ice skating one time.
But I know how to ice skate. Make the little tee and just, you know, to ride it out.
Oh my goodness. So, do you feel like you can talk to me about anything?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah.
Even sex?
I don't know. Never did it, so I don't really know if I can.
I'll leave that conversation to your dad.
Yeah.
Have you talked to your dad about sex?
No, I don't talk to anybody about sex.
No? Do you know what sex is?
Yeah, I mean, how to do sex ed?
You did.
Twice.
What'd they teach you?
About diseases like STDs, HIV, AIDS, all that bad stuff.
Oh, that's good.
You know,
yeah. Did it scare you?
Not really.
It should.
Because I already knew what it was. You know.
Okay. Well,
I had to do it twice.
Why you had to do it twice?
Because we had to do it this year and last year. I don't know why.
Well, good. I hope they keep teaching it to you. And you listen, take heed, and you get scared, and you make sure you don't have sex till you get married. What was that?
I had the burp. Wasn't coming out.
Oh, no. I don't know about that. Only with your wife, okay?
Did you wait till you got married, Mom?
That's not the point. I'm teaching you from example. I'm teaching you from experience to do it the right way.
All right.
So you don't mess things up.
Hopefully not.
Okay? Okay.
Keep your head on the swivel, kids.
Kick your butt. What are some things that you don't feel comfortable talking to me about?
I don't know. I never really been uncomfortable talking to you about anything.
Well, that's good. Good. Keep it that way. Am I a good mom?
Huh? Yeah.
You think so?
I mean, yeah.
Anything I need to work on?
Not really.
No?
No.
All right, then. All right. I know that's right. So what do you appreciate about your dad?
Funny guy, tall dude. teaching me a lot of things.
What does he teach you?
I don't really know in particular, but I just know he teaches me a lot of things.
Does he teach you how to be a man?
Don't know what that's like chopping wood down and building a home for your family. Don't really know. He's teaching me how to be a fine young gentleman. You know, keep it pushing. Get to that bag, stand on business. And that's my number one priority, stand on business. That's my nickname, actually.
If you don't quit talking and dag on phrases and quotes, I'm going to kick your butt.
Like DJ Khaled.
Didn't he teach you how to fish?
Oh, yeah. I'm an elite fisher, by the way.
He taught you how to hunt?
I don't know about that one. You know, I haven't been hunting in like 9 years.
Okay. He taught you how to shoot a gun?
Well, he was supposed to teach me last summer. You know, never got around to it.
Did he teach you how to drive?
He told me how to drive the golf cart and the four wheeler.
Well, yeah, I mean, you're only 14. Yeah,
now so. I'm about to start whipping the big things, right? You know, big body bends, you know.
Oh my goodness!
You gonna see me when I'm 16?
He taught you how to shake a man's hand and look him in the eye when you shake it.
Yeah.
He taught you a few things, huh? He taught you about praying and thanking the Lord. You all right over
nah,
there?
Nah, this is not a good moment right now.
Oh my goodness, Kenneth Bernard. Okay. What are some things that you appreciate about me?
That you're still here. You keep a roof over my head. Mm-hmm. You food on my plate. Mm-hmm. Take me everywhere.
Yes, I do.
From Seattle to Florida. I mean,
we ain't been no damn Seattle.
I mean, you know, coming soon. Mm-hmm. Have a vlog. Yeah, I mean, everything.
Because you spoil, you get everything you want.
Not spoiled. Yeah.
You're not spoiled?
Just well.
Well,
take care of. Yeah.
That's a good way of putting it.
People just take care of me. They love me.
Who take care of you?
You, my dad, my sister, my auntie, my grandma, everybody.
Yeah, you are pretty taken care of. Pretty well taken care of.
Yeah.
Hmm. Do you wish you had more siblings?
No.
Why you don't want no more siblings?
I couldn't do it.
Why not?
I'd have stress.
If they was little?
Yes.
What if they was like, if y'all was like the same age growing up?
No. Even more stress.
Why?
Because I'm going to have to fight somebody. Over a sock, over a shirt, over some, I don't know what, I'm going to fight somebody over a son.
But you know. So you like that you and your sister are almost 13 years apart?
Yeah.
Why?
Because we're almost 13 years apart.
I'm going to kick your butt.
And I get a lot of stuff from her.
So you don't wish that y'all would have grew up together?
No. Unless we were born in my year, then yeah, I could have did that. But not her year.
Why? Because you don't want to be her age?
Not yet.
Oh, my goodness. So you don't want... So what's going to happen when her baby gets here? You going to spoil that baby?
Don't know yet. I haven't made a decisive decision.
Are you going to be jealous?
Nah. I'm still going to be top dog. So don't
Oh my goodness, you are ridiculous. Mm-hmm. So how does it feel being your dad's only child?
Absolutely amazing. You know, just me, Chunk and Jamarion, Kelly and Dallas, you know, great time.
That was not a clear answer.
It's great.
Does your dad spoil you?
He takes care of me, well taken care of with my dad.
Okay.
Nobody spoils me, just well taken care of.
Oh my goodness, you are so ridiculous. Do you like the school you go to?
Yeah, you know, it's all right.
If you could choose any school to go to out here, which one would it be?
Probably Indiana.
So you like
your school? Because it's the only school I know about. I haven't really been to all the other schools.
Well, you know kids at other schools, don't you? No? You play them in sports.
A couple people. I don't really talk to them right there.
What college do you want to go to?
Either the Auburn Tigers or Oklahoma Sooners.
Is it just strictly because of their football team?
I just like the way Auburn's campus look, actually. Looked up on Google.
Did you look up the curriculum? Classes?
No.
Do you know what you want to go to school for?
Yes, computer science.
Really?
Yeah.
How you learn about, how you know about that?
I'm just going to do what you did. So I can just do what you do.
Make the bag, make the real money.
Yeah, stand on business.
You know, stand on business. Oh my God. You are so absolutely ridiculous. Yo, seriously.
That was Timothy. Shakespeare world.
Oh my goodness. Can we talk about the betrayal that you give me every week by being a Dallas Cowboys fan?
Not betrayal.
It is betrayal.
Supporting the right team. I mean, don't know what she's got going on over there.
No, how can you be born into a diehard Eagles fan team and turn out to be a Cowboys fan? It's ridiculous.
Because God did. Honestly, that's all I have to say. I don't know why, just God did. That's all it could possibly be.
No, I don't know about God having a hand in that. Why do you want to cheer on a team that you've never seen win anything?
I haven't seen him win any Super Bowls, but I've seen him win football games.
Oh my goodness, that is so illogical.
CeeDee Lamb's on the team. Great guy. Favorite NFL player of all time.
So you gonna root for a team because they win football games? They're supposed to. They're a professional football team.
I just like the Cowboys because I like the Cowboys. Don't know why I like the Cowboys. Just since I was a young bull, they like the Cowboys.
Oh my goodness. So how was your experience going to watch them play in Dallas in their stadium?
Absolutely great. Won the game. You know, that just added on to the bonus points. Minus points because it was mad cold outside and Arlington, Texas. it's freezing out there.
It was freezing.
I was going through it.
Are you excited about going to watch them play this year?
Yeah. I just want to see CeeDee Lamb at this point.
Okay.
So it is.
Okay, CD Lamb. So tell me, what is one of the best birthday gifts and best Christmas gifts you've ever gotten, like for your whole life?
My PS5 and my AirPods.
Your AirPods?
The AirPod Pro Max.
Oh, your headphones.
Yeah. The best thing I've ever gotten for Christmas and birthday.
Really?
Because I didn't even know I was getting a PS5 for Christmas. Actually, I didn't know what I was getting for Christmas. Well, I remember.
Okay, you get some pretty good stuff.
Yeah.
You ain't getting nothing this year from me.
I know. I'm getting some. I'm getting clothes from my dad. So
your gift is the game. Yeah, I want to, in Dallas.
I want clothes and money.
That's all you ever want is clothes and money.
Because I need to stand no business.
Looking good. You don't have no business.
I do have business.
What's the business?
Me. I'm the investment. So.
What?
I'm the investment.
Oh.
Really? My dad said he invests a lot of money in me. So.
He do?
I guess so.
Oh.
I guess I'm the investment, folks.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
So how are you going to pay us back?
When I make it to the league.
What happened to that? Don't happen.
It's going to happen.
I know that's right. Speak it, baby. Speak it. So, what is one of your favorite memories with your sister? Since you're almost 13 years apart. You have such a big age gap.
13, huh? I mean, I don't remember like the first 7, so you got to pick them from a very recent time.
Do you know she didn't want me to have you?
Yeah, you told me that.
Yeah, she was upset.
It's all right, though. You know, can't pick and choose the battles.
Now she can't live without you.
Yeah. I mean, nobody can live without the goat. So.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? Boy. Oh, my God.
Best memory was with my sister. I guess her buying my AirPods.
No, Kenny. She done did so much. Ain't no about her buying you something. Or
actually, last Thanksgiving.
That was fun.
That was the greatest Thanksgiving of all time.
Yeah, we had a good time. Oh, speaking of Thanksgiving, since it is coming up, what's your favorite Thanksgiving dish?
Macaroni and cheese.
Well, that's, you eat that all the time.
Macaroni and cheese. nothing new about it.
So would you rather have ham or turkey?
Almost said macaroni and cheese. I'm not going to lie, but ham.
Okay.
Especially that ham from last year. That ham from last year was smacking.
Now, what about desserts? Do you like any desserts for Thanksgiving?
Red velvet cake. Or pound cake. I don't eat dessert like that.
Yeah, you like red velvet cake. You're an old man. You're an old country man.
Mid-60s.
Oh, my goodness.
I used to listen to Jim Brown in my day.
Boy, how do you even know who Jim Brown is?
Don't know a single song by him, but you know, just know who the guy is. People say he was a great guy back in his day. They used to sing.
Goodness. Where you from?
I'm mysterious. I'm from nowhere, but everywhere.
Where are you from?
Tampa, Florida.
No, you're not from no Tampa.
I'm from Tampa, Florida.
He's from,
I don't care what she says. Tampa, Florida.
He's from Montgomery, Alabama.
Where are you from, Mama?
You're not from Bristol.
I'm from Bristol, Pennsylvania.
He's from Montgomery, Alabama.
Bristol, Pennsylvania.
You're right.
Yeah, young boy.
Get everything you need to bring home the holidays on Black Friday at Menards. Doors open 6 a.m. A Nerf Blaster Dog Toy Blast Tennis Ball 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai Chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing Squish Lamps and Performax Drill Bit Sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Doors open 6 a.m. on Black Friday. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Got my elbow with me.
If you gonna cut it out, how you gonna?
I'm gonna start talking like I'm from Philly and Florida.
How you gonna talk about how you appreciate your dad and then you disown his city?
I ain't disowning it. I'm just saying, like I really claim two cities now. I'm really from three different places.
Kenny, if you don't quit talking like that,
what you mean, Yumbo?
Oh my goodness. So tell me, what is the best place that we've traveled to? What was your favorite place that we've gone to?
Universal Studios.
Really?
That big donut? Elite. Oh man.
You always talking about some food.
Fat guy here and just in a skinny body.
So your favorite place was Universal Studios.
Where have we been? Wasn't the Dominican Republic?
No, that place was terrible. Privileged the Dominican Republic. He ain't like it.
You didn't like it either.
I didn't, but how many kids 14 been to Dominican Republic?
I don't know.
Not too many.
Get a statistic on it. You know, chart it up. But probably Orlando, yeah.
So Orlando was your favorite trip.
Yeah. Most because Trey and Jordan down there too.
Well, that's Tampa.
Oh, that is Tampa, boy.
And that wasn't a vacation. We lived there.
Tampa is the best place I've ever lived in my life.
Tampa is trash.
To her. Tampa was elite to me.
Terrible place.
Great place. Oh my God. If you ever get a chance, go there with your family, have a good time. Put your toes in the sand, kick up your feet.
Tampa don't even have a beach.
We'll go to the nearest one.
It's terrible.
Make it work.
Anyway, please. So if you could go anywhere in the world on a vacation, where would you go? You used to ask me to go somewhere every year when you was like 5 and 6 years old. And I'm like, how do you even know about these places?
To be honest, it's a little top three, the UK, mm-hmm. Turks and Caicos, mm-hmm. and wait, what's that place called? Oh, and France.
Really?
Yeah.
How do you know about these places?
Probably because, you know, seventh grade world history.
You are such a prick. Oh my gosh.
I was just answering the question you asked, you know, did my homework.
So what do y'all kids be doing on social media? Because I know y'all got some hidden stuff y'all be doing.
Post TikToks every day. You know, go follow me on TikTok, by the way.
They don't know your TikTok.
Don't go follow me. I like how it is right now. But
what else? Like, what other? Because I know y'all be having some new social media platforms that y'all be on. What other stuff y'all be on?
What new social media?
I don't know. Y'all be doing some weird stuff.
I just be on TikTok and Snapchat.
Uh huh. What them kids be doing on Roblox?
Who play Roblox?
I don't know. They be talking about on the internet, talking about kids be doing stuff on Roblox they ain't supposed to be doing.
Folks, like she told me, don't believe everything you see on the internet. I never got that memo. Never got the update notification.
Oh my God. You are so aggravating, I swear. So that's all you be on is TikTok and Snapchat. What you be doing on Snapchat?
Snapping people back. Mm-hmm. Actually, I really don't. I got like 40 unanswered snaps.
I don't even know why anybody even bother reaching out to you on your phone. Because you don't respond to nobody.
I actually don't respond to my sister. Respond to you eventually. respond to the guys.
Who, Bando?
Bando, Donnie, Ryan, Josh. Hit them up. I mean, great guys.
Oh, goodness. So when you going to grow your locks back?
May.
I think you should go on back soon.
No, sorry.
Why not?
Because I'm going to go into the summer, and in the summer, hair grow faster. So,
who told you that?
Science. Like I said again, folks, don't believe everything you see on the internet. Just don't know if this is true. Just what Google told me. So,
oh my God, I can't.
So, yeah, I'm going to do that. And then, like, when I come back for school year, you know, they'll be like right here.
Lies.
Back to where they were. Yeah, they'll be like right here.
Yeah, right. Your summer's only 2 months long.
Michael Jordan grew five inches in the summer.
What that got to do with your hair?
5 inches is a lot longer than my hair getting to here.
Your logic is so skewed, it's unbelievable.
I mean, I'm only 14.
Oh my God, I can't. So tell me, what is your favorite food?
Chick-fil-A or McDonald's.
Oh my God.
Or Five Guys.
Really?
Bacon cheeseburger with a regular fry and a large strawberry Fanta. Elite combo. I recommend it if you can get there. It's a little pricey though, $30 some dollars. I mean, taxing like a cab.
Who be giving you money for that? You are just absolutely out of control. You know that? You are out of control.
Never knew.
I didn't know that food cost that much.
I thought I was a very poised young fella, you know, kept to myself.
Do you like being around people?
Sometimes, then you know they get on my nerves.
Yeah, you're a Libra, like your mother. So
stress me out. Mm-hmm. A lot of things stress me out.
Boy, you 14, I'm stressing you out.
That's what I thought till I got to school every day, Monday through Friday.
What be stressing you out? First period.
Exactly.
You have a great life. Shouldn't that be stressing you out?
Besides first period. You know.
Your life is amazing. Do you know that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Just making sure you know.
Make it better from here.
Okay.
Get that NIL deal.
Do you think it's some things that you could do better around the house?
I don't know. Clean the rooms. Oof.
Notice he said rooms. Why did you say rooms?
Because I have two rooms.
Who has two rooms?
Don't know. Not my mistake. I mean, nobody be coming over here to stay tonight, so say, I'll help myself to the guest room. I'm a guest here too.
I'm glad you know.
Because you know, she might try to kick me out one day.
Why would I kick you out? First, don't ever put that out.
I don't know.
I would never kick you out. You belong to me.
They said Nova getting one of my rooms.
Who's Nova?
Up Dajanae's unborn daughter.
Who's Dajanae? You talking to people who don't know who you're talking about. They might have just tuned in.
Well, for all my the people, sister. For all the people that just got here, my sister, Dajanae, Nova Dajanae's unborn daughter.
We got to make room for Nova.
She's not getting room.
No, we're just going to put a bassinet or something in one of the rooms.
Yeah, so yeah, just make sure.
My grandbaby getting her own space, so don't do her like that. She's going to need a play area. Why are you making that face?
We can decide on that when that day comes. Not happening.
What?
Not happening.
She can't have a play area.
She can play with me, dude. Not again a play area. She can get one downstairs.
She needs somewhere to play and have her toys and stuff when she come over here. Why is that a problem?
Not a problem. Just not going to happen. I mean, what's a
clapping in my house.
I mean, once I leave, you know, everything's all in those. I mean, because I'm going for good.
You ain't going for no good.
I'm going to have my own have an apartment at first.
You going to have an apartment where?
I don't know. When I get the NIL deal, we'll figure that out.
You're going to go to the dorms first.
I don't know if I can live with a stranger. Never gonna lie. Because they got one time to do something, they can kick out the house.
You going to go in the dorms and get some dorm life, some campus life.
Why do I need to get campus
life? You need to get some experience. Get your classes down, Pat. Make sure you're doing the right thing. Then you can move up into the world of living off campus in an apartment. Ain't no rush. You got time. Life is going life, and it's going to happen.
What if the college gives me off ground?
They ain't going to do all that.
Hopefully they do. Oklahoma Sooners, please give me.
You want to live in Oklahoma?
I mean, I want to play for that college, Oklahoma Sooners.
We're going to do some college visitation so you get to get the experience of the campuses and see what everything is like.
They tell them, sign me up for computer science. Don't really like computer science, but you know, at the end of the day, it is what it is. Got to get to that bag one way or another.
So, you might like computer science once you start learning about it because you're good at math.
Honestly, I just don't want to do anything else that has to do with slopes. I hate slopes.
I don't know if I did anything with no slopes. I think you'll be okay.
I hate slopes so bad.
I don't know. Anything else you want to talk about? You want to tell me about?
I feel bad for all the kids growing up now because they didn't get to watch what I got to watch.
What'd you get to watch?
Paw Patrol, Bubble Guppies, Team Umizoomi, Wild Kratts, Super Y, Word Girl. Sid the Science Kid. What else I was watching? Hold on. Let me get my train of thought. Oh my Thomas God. The Choo Choo Train. Big Red Clifford. Oh no, the Big Red Dog. Curious George. Caillou. Hey Arnold. Phineas and Ferb.
You about to go through all these shows?
It's more, but I'm just going to stop right there.
So you feel sorry for the kids because they didn't get the experience?
Yeah, they're not going to get the experience, but I got the experience at 7 o'clock in the morning.
So you had an elite life?
When I was a young boy,
Oh my life God. Was great.
When I woke up at 7 o'clock in the morning for second grade, watching Paw Patrol or Peppa Pig.
You know what?
You don't know nothing about that right now. That's that good life.
I cannot deal with you. Like, you are so insane. It's unreal. Oh my God. So do you have any advice for the younger kids coming up behind you?
I don't even have advice for myself, to be honest, but stay in school. I know it sucks. Been through it, done it.
Still in it.
Exactly. I know it sucks. We're going through the same thing, especially if you're in eighth grade right now, in pre-algebra or in algebra one. You're going through it right now. Or if you're in ELA, I know for sure you're going through it. If you want to do something, keep your mind on it and do it every day.
I got another question.
Love your life. Love your friends. Love your family. They might make you mad sometimes. Love them.
Do you have a favorite rapper or singer?
Right now, I would probably say Rod Darius Wave.
Oh my God. Why you gotta say that mere whole name?
That's not his actual name.
Oh, you just made that up.
His last name is Green. It's Rod Darius something Green.
Oh, okay. Do you think that the music today is bad?
Like, not really.
Bad influences?
Some of it, you know, if you take it to, if you try to apply it to life, probably is. So I recommend not listening to any King Von, Little Dirk, all that bad snaps. I mean, not good for you. You know, listen to some T.D. Jakes. Y'all probably not going to do that, though.
T.D. Jakes don't sing.
Listen to some T.D. Jakes. some Chris Brown, old school, not new school. Rod Wave, Drake. Oh, Drake's the GOAT. Lil Wayne, you can rock with Lil Wayne. No, 6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot, yeah.
Oh my goodness. Okay.
Any more questions for the big guy here?
Oh my God. I just wanted to see, because you know a lot of people say that this music is influencing the young kids. And I just wanted to hear from your perspective if you think it's actually influencing y'all.
No, not really. No, live in a good state, good city. I mean, good kids out here. Some of them try to act like they, but they won't try nobody. Because they know what I get down like.
Oh my God.
I've been by.
Get everything you need to bring home the holidays on Black Friday at Menards. Doors open 6 a.m. A Nerf Blaster Dog Toy Blast Tennis Ball 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai Chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing Squish Lamps and Performax Drill Bit Sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Doors open 6 a.m. on Black Friday, good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
That life, stay about that life.
About what life?
I don't know. That suburban life. That's exactly what I mean. Not no hood rat. I mean, dude, love the suburbs. Stay in it as long as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Until I live in a gated community where I have to have a personal passcode to get in. My hair nappy.
Okay. Well, good. It's good to hear that you got your head on straight. You got your mind set on some things for the future. And I feel like I must be doing something right.
Yeah. Also, God did. So, so something has to be going right here.
Yo, what is the problem, man?
By the way, shout out to me last night putting up 20 in a scrimmage.
Oh, you did have a game last night.
Yeah.
Did you realize that there was a former NBA player in the stands watching him?
Antoine Jameson.
Yeah, he was.
His son was cooking them boys out there.
That was his son. That was a good boy on the team.
Number four, yeah, he was frying them boys.
Yeah, I didn't realize who he was until Coach Mike pointed it out.
About 6'9". I thought it was LeBron for a second. I mean, same beard, same little cut.
Yeah, I was like, oh, okay, yep.
Just wasn't no ball spot, so it couldn't have been LeBron.
Oh my God, Jesus!
By the way, LeBron's my favorite player of all time.
Is he?
And he's also the greatest player of all time.
I agree. So you had a great game last night. I'm proud of you because last year you sucked.
But
you got some training.
Some training.
And now you are literally an elite basketball player.
The GOAT.
Shout out to Coach Mike Jones for putting up with you, giving you the confidence to go out there and actually play some ball, learn the game, take it seriously. And now it's showing on the court.
I was taking it serious, all right. Celebrating.
Man, you was cutting up yesterday.
I was celebrating.
You was cutting up.
I was in that mood. I mean.
And then also, didn't your team just win the y'all second football championship?
Three-peat.
Well, you wasn't on the team. Yeah, well, that obviously. Year. You won the second year, yeah. But y'all have been undefeated for the past 3 years. No games lost. So y'all have your ring ceremony coming up as the football champs again in your division.
Really, I want to thank mom, my uncle, my granddaddy, all my family for supporting me in this long journey of football season. Even though I've never met my granddad, don't really talk to my uncle. I do talk to my mom though. So, you know, thank my mom, thank my dad, thank my sister, thank me, because, and you know, thank God, because you know what he did.
Oh my God.
So, you know, and DJ Khaled for the quotes.
Boy. Oh my God.
We love DJ Khaled over here.
You love DJ Khaled.
He speaks in quotes and phrases just like I do. I love it.
Oh my God. Listen, are you ready for Thanksgiving? You ready to eat? You ready to?
A lot of things I'm ready for in life.
What is that? What you ready for?
High school. That's what I'm ready for.
You ready for high school? I'm not ready for you to go to high school.
I'm so ready to go to high school.
Why?
I'm ready to drive.
I'm not ready for you to go to high school.
I'm so ready to play football at the high school level.
Why?
So I can get offers. Visit college, just have fun, you know, live the life I always wanted to live. I mean, okay. Even though I'm already living a life, I'm just gonna enhance it, make it better, have fun.
You ready to start visiting colleges next year?
Yeah.
Okay. Which one you wanna go to first? Auburn.
Yeah.
Oh, you can go to that easy with your dad. You live right there.
And then I wanna go to Oklahoma.
Oh my God.
As soon as I go to, if I get an offer from Oklahoma, I'm not gonna hold you. If they have what I want, I'm going.
Why?
You know, I want to go to Oklahoma.
Why?
I don't know why. Don't know what happened.
I don't want you to go to Oklahoma.
What's wrong with Oklahoma?
Because it scares me.
What scares you about Oklahoma?
Because you're black. And Oklahoma is a predominantly white state. Dude, and, you know.
Anything happens, transferring over. Simple as that. I mean, get her done.
I don't know.
I low-key want to go to Oregon, too. Oregon's.
Oh.
But I don't really want to go to Oregon because of this. I want to go to Oregon because of it. Uniforms and uniforms is so tough.
No, we got to get your mind together and get you somewhere safe.
But Oklahoma is the number one spot, then Auburn, then Oregon, and Ohio State, by the way.
You want to go to all these cold states?
Auburn's not that cold.
Well, that's the only one that's not cold.
Yeah, Oregon's freezing, probably. Oklahoma's not that cold.
What?
It's right above Texas.
Oh no, still Midwest is a little too much for me. That's too white for me.
We'll thug it out.
You don't know nothing about thugging nothing out.
Just like, well, I mean, dude, we live in a predominantly white state now, man. Everywhere I turn, white person. That way.
Not where we live.
That way, Indian person. I mean, I see Indian people everywhere.
Yeah.
Because I see them a lot more than white people.
That's because we live in the banking hub. Charlotte, North Carolina is the banking hub. So most of that is IT people, so they're IT saturated with Indian people.
I don't know if this is racist or not, guys, but the people on my bus that are Indian, oh man,
don't you do it,
man?
Nope.
They just stink, no, man. I mean,
Kenneth, cut it. I'm not playing. You're not doing that, no.
Man,
no,
dude. I mean,
no. We about to wrap this up. Let me see.
Stink, dude. I mean,
Kenny, and you gonna still say it?
I mean, man. It'd be 13 degrees outside. I get on the bus, and the first thing I get, straight must.
Kenny, you're so ridiculous.
Okay. I mean, you said no sugarcoating, huh? I mean, dude, they are funky. It's just bad too, and it's so many of them on the bus, and we'd be surrounded, and it's just straight funk.
Kenneth Bernard,
and it come in heat,
and you gonna keep saying
it'll come in one at a time. It come and go, like it'll stink, it'll go away, and it'll come back stronger.
Be quiet.
Like, how do people withstand that all day? Like,
oh my
God, I'd be able to swing on somebody,
Kenny.
Like. You don't understand what I be going through on that bus at 5 o'clock in the morning. You don't understand.
You don't even be on no bus at 5 o'clock in the morning, right. So be quiet.
It be about 7.
Why? Just why?
I need a why too. I need to know why they stink. Like, and then these kids was fighting on the bus today. It was an autistic kid and a sixth grade black girl. I'm not doing this with you today. I mean, folks, are we serious right now?
Why is she fighting an autistic kid?
Well, because no, the autistic kid started it. Remember that kid that said I was bullying him? Oh man, can't. I mean, wasn't bullying the guy. He started making fun of me, so defend myself. I'm not a little kid here. And then though he was hitting him with the phone. And she started crying. You know what I said? I said, put a reverse tear. And she was fighting back too. She was fighting back.
Kenny.
She was getting it back in blood. That get back hurt, don't it? I just knew it was getting bad.
What is wrong with you?
When she got the phone and threw it. Oh, I knew it was going down. Because first of all, I don't know why his phone had a sparkle case on it. Just, I don't know why. Folks, believe me or not. And then they get to throw it straight. Bam! I'm talking Mayweather. And I'm just like, oh, come on, dude. Is you serious? Bus driver don't even stop the bus. Bus driver pull over, turn the car off. It's hot. And it's three of us in a seat. Everybody got three to a seat. And don't forget the funky Indians on the bus. So that heat wave of funk is... And all I can smell is must and butt. It smell like ain't nobody take a shower when they got on that bus.
Kenny.
And now she crying. Autistic kid sitting in the front of the bus. And they're trying to support her. What about the autistic kid up front? Ain't nobody gonna help him? Damn, man, no.
Oh my God.
Just a crazy world we live in. Oh, but I'm just living in it.
Kenny, I cannot believe you in this story. What happened? How did we end the fight?
Honestly, no fight. Fight was, I felt like Mike Tyson versus Floyd Mayweather. I mean, they were out there swinging. Thought somebody was going to get bit.
Did they get in trouble?
No. But they don't care. They don't need to be checking the cameras, man. Somebody got hit on the head with a notebook. Oh, yeah, I never told you that. 2 years ago?
I don't want to hear no story about no 2 years.
No, actually, it was last year. Somebody, it was this black African kid by the name of Nathaniel and this white girl with this big forehead.
Kenny.
And the black dude, I mean, Nathaniel dude, took the binder, cocked it back, whacked her on the head, and they started, you know what happened after that. They started throwing hands. Miss Judy. Oh, you remember, crashing to the forest, by the way.
She did crash the bus.
Twice, two times, and she's still driving. I'll never get on that bus again. Suicide bus.
Shut up, Kenny. All right, Kenny, we about to be done. I'm not fooling with you no more.
Folks, stay safe out there. Stay humble, stay hungry. And if you ever see an autistic kid, run the opposite way because you don't want to get into a fight and get sued. That's all I got to say for the people.
And y'all, forgive my child. He's tired. Kenny.
And hungry.
You just ate.
But you know, my body, you know.
He literally just ate two number ones from Chick-fil-A.
I'm a different breed of human, so.
Good night. Listen, y'all.
Good evening.
Kenny.
My fault.
We are done.
Almost.
I appreciate my son for coming on tonight and having this open conversation with me. This is Kenny, y'all. He's funny. He's entertaining. He's a character to say the least. Like I told you earlier, I am proud of you.
Thank you.
You bring so much joy to me in my life.
Gracias.
You were so necessary. So I thank God Kenny for you are. Every day.
Oh, wait, that's a low.
Kenneth phone. Bernard.
I was trying to say hello in three
Kenny,
different
languages. You can't talk over me while I'm closing out the show. I appreciate you for coming on. Thank God for you and your sister. And you keep focused on your dreams and your goals. Put more effort into them. Stay focused on your schoolwork. Put more effort into that. And stay the individual that you are, not being a follower, because you are definitely an individual, as y'all can see. And for those of you who are watching this, please make sure you subscribe to the YouTube channel.
make sure you hit the notification bell. Make sure you like and comment, and you share and tell your people about the Core Queen podcast. I am the Core Queen, Dee Dee Leggett. I help individuals lose weight and get in amazing shape without starving themselves and spending hours a day in the gym. If you need somebody to unbig your back, I'm your girl. I can help you out. Y'all check out the Core Queen podcast every Thursday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where we talk shit, get fit emotionally, physically, mentally, every freaking week, y'all. We're out.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.